Western Australia's government is being accused of ignoring research about the safety of genetically modified crops. Earlier this week, Western Australia became the third state to allow farmers to grow GM canola. The state government has also ended research commissioned by the previous Labor government to investigate the effects of GM grains in animal feed. The state's agriculture minister has defended the decision, saying the research isn't worth funding. Jennifer Macy reports.
In 2005, the Labor state government in Western Australia commissioned the Institute for Health and Environmental Research to look at the effects of feeding animals feed mixed with genetically modified canola. But now the coalition state government has abandoned the research and lifted a moratorium on GM crops. The agricultural minister, Terry Redman, told Radio National commercial trials had demonstrated successful cultivation and the segregation of GM canola from non-GM canola. And he says he did not feel it was necessary to wait for the results of the research report before making this decision.
The taxpayers of Western Australia have put up in this case $92,000 3 years ago now, and I really haven't seen anything that gives me assurance for the Western Australian public that those fees have been, those funds have been used appropriately and indeed have done something.
I smell a bit of a rat here. I think that they're scared of what would come out of that or frightened of the results that may be detrimental to the decision they've made this week.
The Shadow Agricultural Minister, Mick Murray, says the government has made a reckless decision and should have waited for the results of the research.
The community was concerned about GM products and we didn't want to rush in and make a decision that was wrong. So I cannot understand the current minister why he hasn't allowed this report to come out before he made his decision.
The Institute of Health and Environmental Research is a not-for-profit body that specifically looks at the safety of genetically modified organisms. Director Dr. Judy Carman rejects accusations that the Institute was too slow to release its results.
You've got to keep in mind as well that the fact that the GM industry puts these these restrictions on the ability to actually get hold of the materials to do independent safety testing on delayed us for years. And then, of course, it takes a long time to do a long-term feeding study. Data from the feeding study are being analysed for publication in a peer-reviewed scientific journal. The precise date of publication is not under our control, but we expect the results will be published in the first half of 2010.
The biotechnology company Monsanto, which is responsible for the release of GM seed in Australia, says it's entitled to maintain control over its intellectual property. Peter O'Keefe is the country lead for Monsanto Australia. He spoke earlier to Radio National.
Well, we do like to keep control of our product and our intellectual property, so yes, we do manage that.
Tasmania and South Australia are now the only states with a ban on GM crops. Monsanto's Peter O'Keefe welcomes the decision to grow GM canola in Western Australia and hopes the other states will soon follow suit.
We now have 85% of Australia's canola regions that can access our technologies, and we think it's a bit unfair that the growers in South Australia aren't able to reap the benefits that the other canola growers in Australia can, and we just encourage the growers to voice their opinion through the appropriate channel.
But Western Australian Shadow Agricultural Minister Mick Murray says the state has now lost its clean, green, GM-free status.
Our premium will be gone for being non-GM. The premium is now gone. That means that we'll be on the world market and it'll force the price down because there won't be any options. There's a few other smaller growers around that are non-GM, but we were one of the larger ones and we've lost that advantage.
Western Australia's Shadow Agriculture Minister Mick Murray ending that report by Jennifer Macy.